Support for WAMC comes from Proctor's, presenting Celtic Thunder Voyage Live, featuring the sounds and diversity of Celtic music. September 18th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. With a two-run lead and only one out to go in the top of the ninth, the Yankees still couldn't close out the game last night against the last-place Blue Jays. Colby Rasmus hit a three-run homer off Rafael Soriano, and the Blue Jays took advantage of Derek Lowe's wild pickoff throw in the 11th and beat the Yanks 8-7. Daisuke Matsuzaka worked 7 innings of Boston's 5-1 victory over Kansas City. Cody Ross had 3 RBIs and Jacoby Ellsbury homered to support Matsuzaka, who allowed an unearned run and 5 hits in his first appearance since early July. He'd been on the disabled list with a strained neck muscle. The Red Sox did have to place designated hitter David Ortiz back on the 15-day disabled list due to lingering problems with a strained right Achilles. In the National League, the Mets were off, but Josh Beckett, fresh off a 9-player trade from the Red Sox, couldn't quite hold his own in the NL with the Dodgers. Pitching for the first time with his new team, Beckett gave up a homer to Tyler Colvin on his second pitch of the Dodgers' 10-0 loss at Colorado. Beckett surrendered 3 runs and 7 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Yanks try again against Toronto tonight. The Red Sox start a series with the Angels, and the Mets and the Phillies square off in Philadelphia this evening. The Jets, perhaps desperate to cover their offensive disappointments in the preseason with defensive news, are making some moves, though the promise of which is still unclear. The Jets and Rams have swapped disappointing right tackles, with St. Louis receiving Wayne Hunter for Jason Smith. Both players have recently lost their starting spots in preseason play. The Patriots have released wide receivers Dante Stallworth and Jabbar Gaffney, and Buffalo has cut quarterback Vince Young as teams race to get to the 75-man roster list by the deadline next Monday. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.